A police officer pulled over a man driving his car in the big city because, believe it or not, the man had a sheep in the front seat of the car with him. The police officer told the man, "You can't have a sheep in the front seat of your car. I want you to take that sheep immediately to the zoo." So the fellow said, "Yes, officer, I sure will." Well, the very next week, the officer couldn't believe it. He again saw the same man driving the same car, and the same sheep was in the front seat of the car. But this time, both the driver and the sheep were wearing sunglasses. So the police officer pulled him over and said, "I thought I told you to take that sheep to the zoo." The driver said, "I did. And we had such a great time last week that this week I'm taking him to the beach." Today is what's called Good Shepherd Sunday. It's the fourth Sunday of Easter. We always have readings about Jesus being the Good Shepherd on this fourth Sunday. We are his flock. We are his sheep. He is our shepherd. And he loves us so much that the Good Shepherd laid down his life for each one of us. Every reading today talks about this theme. Look at the second reading it's from St. Peter. St. Peter was our first pope. He wrote that Jesus bore our sins in his own body upon the cross, so that freed from sin, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, you are healed. That's how we're healed of our sins, is by what Jesus did on the cross for us, by taking our sins upon himself. By his wounds, we are healed. "For you had gone astray like sheep," St. Peter tells us, "but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls," Jesus, the shepherd and guardian of our souls. Look at the first reading, the Acts of the Apostles. The Holy Spirit had descended upon Peter and the apostles. Peter, who Jesus had chosen to be the first pope, he had told Peter, "Feed my lambs, feed my sheep, tend my lambs." He told him that three times. And now we have, after Pentecost, it says Peter stood up with the 11 and raised his voice and proclaimed to the huge crowd that Jesus Christ is Lord and God. And even though he died, was crucified, he is risen from the dead. And it says when the people heard the voice of the shepherd, of St. Peter, it says they were converted. They had a conversion and said, "What must we do to be saved?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus, for the forgiveness of your sins, and then you'll receive the Holy Spirit." And it says 3,000 people were baptized and converted that day. In sales, we call that a very good first day, right? Imagine that. 3,000 were converted because they listened to the voice of the shepherd, St. Peter, and were converted to Christ. In the gospel, Jesus again says that he is the shepherd, the sheep hear his voice, and they follow him. And it says Jesus calls each sheep by name. He knows each one of us by name. They say when Christ was on the cross, he thought about each one of us individually as he died for each one of us individually on the cross. Then he also says that he is the gate of the sheepfold. In those days when they were gathering sheep, they would have the hedges, they would bring the sheep in, and the length of the gate was actually the length of a man. So the shepherd would sleep there at night. He would be a living gate. He would sleep. So that when Jesus says he is the gate, literally, he is the gate. And he says that, of course, no one comes to the Father except through him. And then lastly, if you have your books, take a look at Psalm 23. The most beautiful psalm, I believe, out of all 150 psalms written by King David, who was born and raised as a shepherd. King David had been a shepherd for many years, so he knew what it was like to be a shepherd, and he knew all about the sheep. What does he write? He says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Besides restful waters he leads me to refresh my soul." So the Good Shepherd provides for his sheep. Verdant pastures for food, restful waters for drink. Of course, peaceful waters,